Your mother's father would be your grandfather, okay? What do you call him? Or did you know your
grandfather? I didn't know him.
Okay. Okay. What do most people your age call their grandfathers?
Granddad, I don't know.
Okay. And your mother's mother would be your
grandmother.
Okay. And do you know your grandmothers?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Everybody calls her Mimi.
Okay. Anything else that you know?
I have one cousin that calls her grandmother.
Okay. Okay, you might say you were the, fourth of five, what?
Children.
Okay, any other words you might use to children?
Kids.
Okay. A name the child is known by just in the family would be a what kind of name?
A nickname.
Okay. Okay, something on wheels that you can put a baby in and the baby can lie down. You push it, it's got a little cowl on the top.
A stroller.
Okay. And if you take the baby out in that, you say you're going to the baby.
Walk the baby.
Okay. Okay. You are your parents, I guess, next to youngest, what?
Child.
Okay, or if your little sister was a boy, you'd be the youngest.
Girl. Okay. Daughter.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Did you say both of those words again?
Girl or daughter.
Okay. Now the car is gone by. If a woman's about to have a baby, you'd say she's...
expecting or pregnant.
Okay. Are there any other words that you know?
No.
Okay. Any that you know that might be used just by women talking to each other?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else that you might say if she didn't have a husband?
About her pregnancy? She's unwed.
Okay. If you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be a
midwife.
Okay. Say a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same nose, you'd say he...
looks like his father.
Okay. And suppose he acquires the mannerisms and the behavior of his father, you'd say he...
is just like his father.
Okay. Do you know of any terms that might be used disapprovingly, like he's picking up some of his father's bad habits? Do you know of any?
No.
Okay. You might say, that woman had a really hard life. Her husband died and she, six children all by herself.
Raised six children.
Okay. To a child who's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
spanking.
Okay. Anything else?
Whipping.
What's the difference between spanking and
whipping? I don't have any. I guess really a whipping is supposed to be more severe.
Okay. Now, say there were two little boys, and one kid said this to the other little kid. If you do that again, I'm going to give you a good, what?
Beating.
Okay. And say there were two older boys, like in high school, and there was going to be a fight, and one of them would say to the other, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
hit.
Okay. If somebody named Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you might say Bob, a lot in 1 year.
Great.
Okay. And you might say to him, you certainly have, big.
Gotten big.
Okay. Or using the same word.
Grown big.
Okay. And you might say that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him
grow.
Okay. And what would you call a child who's born to an unmarried woman?
A bastard.
Okay. Any other thing?
An illegitimate child.
Okay. You might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
more loving.
Okay. Okay, if your brother... is your brother married?
One of them is.
Okay, if your brother... does he have a son?
No.
Okay, if he had a son... the son would be your
nephew.
Okay. If a child has lost both parents, it's